We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and winery at Keepersall, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. I don't know what was specifically going on in James Hodgkinson's head early Thursday morning. I can't say specifically what moved him to fire on the Republican members of Congress who were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game. But certainly there is enough evidence surrounding Hodgkinson to form a plausible guess. Hodgkinson was a very active participant in and consumer of left-wing political rhetoric. His social media posts reveal a man who deeply despised President Trump. In a June 12th post to Facebook, Hodgkinson called the president, and we quote, "truly the biggest a-hole we've ever had in the Oval Office." But that doesn't make him remarkable. Lefty Trump haters are truly a dime a carload. What makes him remarkable is that he singled out members of Congress from President Trump's party and began shooting at them. The question is, what triggered the rampage? When and by whom was Hodgkinson radicalized? Was he incited to violence by the words of his fellow travelers on the left? Did Madonna's call to blow up the White House sound like a good idea? Did Kathy Griffin's effigy of the president's severed head resonate? Did he identify with New York City's Shakespeare in the Park, in which a Donald Trump lookalike playing the part of Julius Caesar is brutally assassinated every evening? The truth is, we can only guess. We'll never know. Only the New York Times can be certain of such things. In January 2011, the New York Times knew for certain what incited Jared Loughner to go on a shooting rampage in Arizona that killed six and grievously wounded a dozen others, including Congressman Gabrielle Giffords. The catalytic agent for that outrage was, according to the Times, an obscure Sarah Palin Political Action Committee piece depicting targeted congressional districts under crosshairs. The Times, in chorus with the rest of the left-wing media, wasted no time using the piece to indict the entirety of American conservatism for murder. As it turned out, Loughner was a diagnosed schizophrenic who was apolitical and had never seen the Palin piece. You would think the Times would have been duly chastened. Yet, astonishingly, the Times has dusted off the Sarah Palin piece and is holding it up again in the wake of this week's horror as an illustration of, quote, how vicious American politics have become. For the sake of discussion, let's say the Times is right. By their logic, then, if an obscure piece of Republican campaign literature can incite a shooting rampage, what does Madonna wanting to dynamite the White House incite? Who is potentially moved to violence by hearing actor Robert De Niro say, "I'd like to punch Trump in the face," or by seeing Donald Trump slash Julius Caesar assassinated every night in Central Park, sponsored in part, by the way, by the New York Times? Jared Loughner was consuming nothing from the political right when he shot Gabrielle Giffords. James Hodgkinson, however, was fairly soaking in heated rhetoric from the left. When do you suppose the New York Times will report accordingly? That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. There are two ways to do a weekday lunch. The first is to go somewhere, grab something quick, wolf it down, head back to work. Too often, that's the way lunch gets done. The other way is to linger a bit. This method applies to situations where you need quiet time to think something through or have a conversation with a coworker. It also applies to those lunches at which you are spending some extended time with a friend. For those lunches, it's the restaurant at Keepersall. Keepersall is the place for a relaxed weekday lunch at relaxed weekday prices. There's no crush of people, no little coaster that vibrates when it's time for you to go and serve yourself your own lunch, no waiter pushing you to turn the table quickly. When you have lunch at Keepersall, you can relax over a great lunchtime meal while being expertly taken care of in a family-owned estate restaurant. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.